It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Asking me on a date because I'm pretty.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things you should wait for. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Wait for it? What up, guys? It's the BKS, guys. The best kept secret on the podcast today. And you guys heard Kev. Not only is he going to take me out on a date, he also called me, he agreed that I am pretty. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah,
apparently, I'm just Ken enough for him.
You are just Ken enough. But you know what is just enough, and you know what's nice? It's thanking anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
No, forget about them. Screw them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not Ken enough. I'm Ken enough. Me.
I'm Ken enough now because I decided to go out and touch grass.
You can't use that. You haven't seen the Barbie movie.
I haven't. No. But I just started actually last night. Should have told you this. I just started watching the Mario movie. I'm like maybe an hour and 20 minutes in.
I said this before and I'll say it again. It's a nice kids movie. It feels rushed. But it's a nice
it's very movie. Rushed. It's very rushed. I was like, oh, we're here now. Anyway, today's topic at hand is a one-stop shop, a guide, if you will. If you're in the middle of this, it's a daunting thing. And it's how long should you wait to ask someone out on a dating app, whether it be Tinder, not really, Bumble, Hinge.
Well, Bumble, you have to wait for the girl to message you, and they never do.
They never do.
They'll like you, and they'd be like, all right, it's your turn. Like, well, Bumble doesn't let us give us that option.
Yeah, so I'm 50-50 on this debate, because let's just say they do respond on Bumble. Maybe this is because I'm so indecisive. I need a clear and ever so present thing that they're into me to initiate that response.
I mean, they like you. How much more of an...
No. They can like me, but they don't like... Like, I was talking to someone, like, a couple weeks ago. And
Was it me?
No, sadly, no. You were out in California having a time of your life there. It was a time. But, like, you hit me with these, like, dry responses... And that's not going to make me want to be like, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee.
Well, no, but here's the
nice
thing.
Nice burp in the mic, you heathen.
I didn't burp.
I thought you burped. Okay.
No, my God, I'm not a heathen.
I thought you would. Yeah, that'd be something you do.
I feel like a burp coming up now, but thanks to you.
It's like a hiccup. You can't think about it. Or a sneeze. You can't think about it.
See, I just burped, but I also muted my mic, so you didn't have to hear it. I'm a classy guy.
Classy.
So here's the thing. Especially on Bumble, like on Tinder or on Hinge, to be like, oh, I asked this for you, not to be boring or not to say just hey or whatever. But yeah, when you go on Bumble, they do the exact same thing. I remember I got matched with one girl and she wrote hey, and I'm like, all right, I guess double standards doesn't work for girls compared to guys. So I just responded, like, how hard are you? And then just left me on red. Like, I'm the boring person for responding with you just saying hey.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem. It's me. Hi.
So,
shout out to Taylor.
Shout out to Taylor. She's popping off recently. She had a concert and everything.
She had a concert out in Cali. All my friends were saying it was really fun.
It was really fun. Yeah, I need to see something because it's. I'm tired. No, you can put those away. It's
okay.
You can put those away. Not in broad daylight. It's only 12:30 in the afternoon.
I just forgot. I'm also streaming on Twitch right now, so I might get banned for that.
Now you're gonna be a Kick streamer. They allow that stuff apparently.
It's like apparently they do. So you know what? Well, maybe they just half a nipple.
Just a half. A little dazzle, if you will.
You like the cap? You like that?
No, well, I have something I want to run by you, and I want your opinion because I had a lengthy conversation with my friend the other day about this. She said that Hinge is home to the more high quality matches of people, like people you would want to build a family with. Tinder is like the Walmart of the dating world. Bumble somewhere in the middle. Let's call that Target. Look at us. But am I wrong? Are we wrong in saying that? Because like Hinge high quality, Target in the middle with Bumble, Tinder, Walmart. No, that's Facebook dating. Facebook dating is a dollar store.
I got banned from Facebook dating, so I can't.
That was possible. How do you do that? I was surprised with me with Tinder, but you Facebook dating. That is surprising.
I didn't know.
I didn't even know you could do that, honestly.
I was like, I'm bored. I'm like, I'm going to go on Facebook dating. It's been a hot minute.
I rip it.
And I try to go on one night, and they're like, oh, yeah, you violated community, like, whatever. So I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
You're going to make me nervous. Maybe one day I'm going to wake up and not have it anymore. A dollar store app.
The dollar store app. You know, the dating apps are scary, though. Like, before we go more on to the, like, how long you should wait, it really is, because you don't know if you're going to get murdered, aka whenever the Pokemon Go era, where people were getting lured in. Hey, look, there's a Charizard over here. Stabby, 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 stabby. The dating apps is crazy, because you don't know if you're getting catfish. You don't know. It's crazy. Because, you know, you go on a date, and somebody is pretending to be someone else. That's called
catfishing.
If a girl puts on too much makeup, it's a clownfish. If somebody, you match with a girl, you turned out it's a guy, swordfish.
Oh no!
No, you know, you match with a girl, you think it's like a Caucasian, turns out to be a black girl. You call that Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Can she sing though?
No.
Oh.
No. Absolutely not.
But again, there's a quality system to these dating apps, right or wrong. Okay.
No, there is.
So how long you should wait?
It's pay to win, too, by the way.
It is pay to win because you can do, like, what is it? Bumble, whatever.
Hinge X, whatever.
Yeah, it's like one of them has an X or something. I don't know.
Twitter has an X.
Twitter is now an X. Call me because I've also had conversations this summer. I found out a lot about myself.
Like your name?
Yes. So there's my sign is a Cancer, and like that's such a Cancer of you. Like you're such a Cancer. I'm one where I'm instantly like I'm in. Like if I just see and I'm like you, I'm in. I'm all the way in. No question. No nothing. But I know there's some matches where I match with them and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna go and just say, all right, let's go do this right now.
Yeah.
But there are some that I even surprised myself. I was just telling you about something I am currently investigating. I'll put it that way. So that is a definite one. I'm gonna be like, yeah, let's go right now, tomorrow. But
tomorrow. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, as far as waiting.
Yes.
I give it minimum, and this isn't like this is just standard issue, 3 days.
3 days. 3 whole days.
3 fortnights. No victory royale.
No battle royale?
No. Speaking of, live, it just happened. I've gotten a contact from my investigation. So,
oh god,
we can wrap this up now. I'm just kidding. We can proceed.
Here's the thing. Like, one, I'm a Taurus, and like, I hate when people right, like,
how come you got the cool one and I got the crab? Ox or whatever, and I got the stupid crab that's called Cancer. Like, that forever in my life, that has been the one thing I've been ashamed of.
Here's my thing. Like, I never believed in the zodiac, the signs and everything like that. I'm like, oh, you're that type of person. You're crazy, whatever. And then I start reading and there were some girls that are like, oh, what are you? I'm like a Taurus. And then these like have to be like, you definitely are a Taurus. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, they go, then, oh, that makes sense.
I'm like, what makes sense?
Yes, what am I doing?
So I did some investigating myself, and I looked into what a Taurus is, and I'm like, yeah, that sums up like me. You know, a person who doesn't really think, just goes heads first. A person who just runs off doing his own thing, but also a caring guy who's nice and sweet, but also basically has ADHD, because I could just run off and do, like, I'm be spontaneous. I'll be talking to you, and I'll be like, bye. And do my own thing. You know me for about 7 years now. Like,
I just don't buy. As much as it, like, it relates to me, I feel like it was like the person, whoever, Mr. Or Mrs. Constellation. What is this? What are they called? What are they called? There's like a word for them. Like the your sign. Mr. and Mrs. Sign, whoever made this whole business. Was just sitting around asking people, what month were you born? How do you act? Okay, that's how you are. That's how everyone born in that month will act. Same thing goes for everyone else. But, like, I don't know. Horoscopes. Is it horoscopes or is that the future? They're telling you your future.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
Yeah, no, it's horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
I want to say it's horoscope.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
So what should we call it? Cancer is ruled by the moon and symbolized by family, emotions, intelligence, and healing. You're not intelligent at all.
I'm ruled by the moon because it's my bedtime.
Tonight, we steal the moon. Cancer is one of the 6 negative signs that is associated with the water trigon, which made up with Cancers, Pisces, and Scorpions. Cancer represents by the crab, which reflects the ability to exit in both emotional and mature realms and retreat into the shell or be crabby. Cancer is a rude kind of sign that takes great pleasure and comfort from home and family and nurturing others. Oh, you care about others. Look at you.
And I like to stay at home. Yeah. And not touch bread. Maybe, you know. See, this is my problem. I buy into this stuff. I hear it. I'm like, that's me. And then I 2 weeks later or 2 days later, I'm like, no, I shouldn't believe this stuff. I'm not going to let a crab dictate my life.
So, and then this one. So this is, hold on. Meaning...
But also, too, Horoscopes just got added DLC because back in our day, when we were doing this stuff, there was never this moon or your rising sign or whatever. Oh, I'm like, stop. No, it's getting too complex.
So before we go more into that, okay. I want to say mine. Toa is represented by a bull.
Yeah.
Which symbolizes love, war, and strength, and it is inspired by the Greek myth of Zeus. Let's go.
See, what did I do wrong?
Mind you, I'm also on the cut of it because I'm born April 30th. So when everyone's like, oh, when's your birthday? I'm like, April 30th. They're like, oh, you just make it. I'm like, hell yeah. Taurus is also a fixed sign, which means it's stable, grounded, enduring. Taurus is ruled by Venus, the planet of the money and beauty and love. I don't know where the beauty and love is or the money. I don't have any of those. Taurus enjoy relaxing in the sphere environment with soft sounds, soothing or movements, and significant flavors. I don't know what that means. Taurus is a kind of understanding and sincere. Don't know what those mean either.
We got to do a whole thing on our zodiacs. We got to. That's what it's called. It's called zodiac signs. Oh my gosh.
That's the zodiac killer.
Oh.
Murderer. You're a murderer. Oh, God. Sorry about that. We need. Well, you just killed me right there. We need, what was I going to say? We had a friend who was, like, really obsessed with the zodiac signs to the point where they're like, oh, I remember this really well. She would get an app, and you would type in the person's signs and then what time the balloon was, and they're like, oh, this app would tell you if you're a perfect match to date. And I'm like, thank God I didn't ask this person out because I don't know how much I could have handled her and her signs. Cause she'd be like, oh, we'll see if me and you are a perfect match. What's your sign? What time were you born? I had to call my mom up and be like, hey mom, do you know what time I was born? She's like, I was giving birth to you. I didn't give a fuck about what time you were getting born. And then I had to ask my sister and brothers who were at the time, and they're like, oh yeah, it was at the XXX times. But like, that's too much work. Like your blood type. I'm pretty sure they're gonna ask for your blood types one of these later for the signs to see if you're a perfect match.
That's when it gets the added DLC later on.
You know what else didn't get that needs to get a added DLC? Chess. Because that queen is powerful as fuck. But going back to the we just rambled off. Holy shit. The don't go do it like that. You're the one who started it.
That's what we do. What do you expect? It's bread and butter.
Those who are Twitch, you can see. I'm going to clip that. You were just like,
it's what we do. That's what every episode it happens.
We talk about one thing and just goes into a whole thing, and then we kill 15 minutes. The thing was about dating. It's like you're talking to somebody, and it's like
I said 3 days. I said three days.
You say 3 days, and I realize I'm the type of person who, because you know me, I like talking to people. I like know about their days and all that. And I realized the girls would be like, oh, this guy's not interested. He's just talking about how my day is. So, like, I was talking to this girl, and thank God I have friends that are girls who love Taylor Swift. And they're like, so I get the inside scoop. So this girl asked me, they're like, who is your favorite, who's your favorite musician, right? And I'm like, all so right,
Swift, didn't you?
No,
you did. So I would say you're a simp.
No. I said three, and I was like, you know what? I said Post Malone.
Okay.
And I'm like Morgan Wallen. Shout out to you for showing me Whiskey Glasses is growing on me, and last night a banger. And I was like, you know what? To make sure we're on the same side, I was like Taylor Swift. I'm like Taylor Swift. She's like, solid answer. She's like, I went on a date with a guy who said he hated Taylor Swift and he liked Kanye West. I'm like, I'm securing the fucking bag. I don't mean half the shit I'm saying to her, but I'm securing the fucking bag.
Well, there's lore with Taylor Swift and Kanye, so.
Yeah. But but she's like, you're checking off all the good. I'm the worst person on these dating apps because I would say whatever to people. And I wouldn't even mean it. Like, it wouldn't be coming from a sincere place. I would just say that to make them feel good and be like, all right, I'm making her blush. I'm making her happy. Let's go on a date. Now, I'm an asshole. You know this.
I'm admitting it.
Like, if I don't think I'm like, all right, I'm not really that attracted to you, I'm still going to make you feel good of yourself just to go get on a date with you. But I'm an asshole because I'll be telling girls stuff that I don't really mean. And my friends be like, you're a dick. You are. I was talking to this girl in California before I went on my trip, and we're starting making her blush and everything like that. And then the moment I landed in Cali, I'm like, blocked her number, and I didn't even talk to her. Or, hey. But go. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. I'm the nicest asshole you will ever meet. That is gonna be on my gravestone when I die. BKS, known as a caring guy, biggest asshole you will ever meet.
Fair.
But here's so like I wait about 2 days, 2-3 days as well. Sometimes some girls will be like, I want it right away, like because they think, oh, what else are we gonna talk about on the date? If we talk all so about much, that,
especially if you're just meeting this person.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I usually do a week, but then just last, 2 days ago, I was like, hey, we could go, because she's like, oh, I never done hatchet throwing. I was like, oh, we could go on a date and do that. And she's like, yeah, that'd be fine. And then I said two other things. She hasn't responded to that. So I'm like, I guess maybe 2 days isn't the right stretch mark. Maybe it's just 3 days.
I think it's 3 days when you know. It's after that, it's like the matter of when you actually do it. Right? Like, you know by the third day. Some girls know by the first day. Some might know by the first message. Like, they've made their choice. But, like, yeah. I say day three is when you know for a fact, like, this will be progressing or this won't.
Like, and you know me, like my personality comes best in person. Rather than text. Like,
you can't decipher that over text.
Yeah, no. You know me. Like, you know me for 7 years. And you can say, like, me, my sarcastic ass doesn't come off well in text message forms. Like, when you see me and how I act, it's like, you can't. Like, I'm better in person. You let me show you what kind of person I am in person rather than text. Because it does not come out well.
Yeah, put that in your dating app bio.
We were going, me and Joe and a couple other friends were going to California, and our flight got delayed.
Okay.
Our flight was supposed to leave at 4:55. We didn't get on the plane until 1 a.m. Sorry, oh, no, 12 a.m. So almost a whole day. So Joe and I were like, let's change our radius to 1 and see what we can find in the Newark airport.
Like Genghis Khan, like going into a new land.
Going to a new land. So we changed the miles to 1, and then if we ever went to 1, we did 5. So we did that, and then I was like, I'm going to have fun with this. I changed my bio to, I'm like, I'm here for a short time, not a long time. I'm at B66, gate 5. Meet me by the bathroom stalls if you want to have a short time.
That's like, how you get the characters, man.
That's how you get it, because what am I supposed
not
to do?
Not in a good way. Not in a good way. You're shady people.
What do you want from me? We were stuck for born hours. I played on my Switch. I actually got pretty far in my Pokemon game, which I haven't touched in 6 months.
I haven't even played it yet. So.
So I was like, I'm going to change this. And I got a couple of matches. And they're like, oh, it was a great time.
Look at you.
I didn't pursue it. I just wanted to see if we would have gotten.
Just wanted to see what was out there.
Wanted to see what was out on the 1 mile range. Who at the airport around me are single, so I could just go up to them and be like, "Hey, is this you? I saw you on this app. Me, you, bathroom stall C. Let's do it."
If they're on their plane, like taking off.
I'm going that plane. I don't care.
You're chasing it.
It's not my fault.
I'll let you have that one. But what we will have are more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
This has been your pilot, PKS. Thank you and have a nice landing.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.